What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And posters saying
CNN?
It's time to escalate.
Wait one second, John. Hold on. Yeah, I want to. Jason, yep. What's going on? I hear you. What's am I seeing Jason Carroll being? What happened, Jason?
I'm being detained. I'm being detained, Laura.
All right, we have some breaking news and zero time to waste. I want to show you all this video of a CNN reporter being detained live on air. They caught it all. For zero reason whatsoever, this follows a series of reporters being attacked or shot directly by less than lethal rounds after the Trump administration continues to unnecessarily escalate the tensions in Los Angeles by having all of their surrogates go on Fox News or Newsmax or Twitter and spew a bunch of lies and falsehoods about arresting governors. And then, as the outrage builds, the Trump administration uses this outrage as a pretext or a justification to mobilize Marines. There is no reality in which the National Guard was needed in California against Governor Newsom's will, and there was definitely no reality in which the Marines were needed against Governor Newsom's will. So let's watch this clip, but can I please remind you that multiple journalists have been attacked over the past few days? I mean, none of these are really graphic at all, but trigger warning because people are getting hurt out there. This one reads, New York Post reporter shot in the forehead with a rubber bullet while covering the LA riots. And you can see the officer directly aim. The most disgusting part is this happened twice in one day. This is Australian reporter Lauren Tomasi. I'm sure you've seen this clip. Let's recap.
After hours of standing off, this situation has now rapidly deteriorated. The LAPD moving in on horseback, firing rubber bullets at protesters, moving them on through the heart of LA.
You just shot the
They say you just effing shot the reporter. Again, the most disgusting part is, obviously, the entire thing, but if you pause right at this moment, you can see him lift his gun and intentionally shoot it right at her. This wasn't an accidental ricochet, which still wouldn't be justifiable, but this is even worse. He used... think about this. This is a man in full riot gear using disproportionate force against a woman reporter with her back turned. This dude is in full gear. He's got a face shield. It looks like he's got a vest. He's got full gear, and he's got a bunch of buddies. He shot at her when she had her back turned. Absolute cowardice, but what else can you expect from this administration and the people beneath it? Now, this brings us on to CNN reporters being detained. This reads, a CNN journalist was detained by police in Los Angeles as he reported on the riots live on air, leading to confusion in the studio. His name is Jason Carroll. Drop a like for Jason Carroll, a national correspondent for CNN, who was led with his hands behind his back outside a perimeter officers had created and told he was not allowed to return. The thing is, I also want to connect this back to ABC suspending Terry Moran. I made a few videos about this, but Terry Moran basically said Stephen Miller is a hateful person. He's a very hateful person. And ABC suspended him for that, which is wild. It's a perfect example of the chilling effect that the Trump admin has created. When you can repeatedly sue the media, law firms, universities, you can get people to bend in advance. But let's watch this clip.
And posters saying
CNN?
It's time to escalate.
Wait one second, John. Hold on. Yeah, I want to... Jason? Yep. What's going on? I hear you. Am I seeing Jason Carroll being... What happened, Jason?
I'm being detained. I'm being detained, Laura. I'm not being arrested. Correct, officers?
Did you hear what he told you?
No.
We're letting you go, but you can't come back. Right?
Okay.
Because then if you come back, then you go.
We're good right here.
Okay.
Okay, please.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, officer.
Take care. You too. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
What happened, Jason?
If you guys can still hear me, what happened was I was
Yes.
I'm Chris with the New York Times. We got video of you guys.
Oh, you did.
If you need it later,
thank you.
Call New York Times. Right?
I appreciate that.
I can hear you still, Jason. What's happening?
So we here's what happened, Laura. We the officer, I was called over, and the officer told me to put my hands behind my back. I said, am I being arrested? He said, you are being detained. I was walked out of the area. They took down my information.
Oh, I'm losing his IFB right now. I can't hear you, Jason. Wait, John Miller.
Absolutely wild. And as this happens, Trump continues to escalate. Like, look at what the president is posting. If Governor Gavin Newsom of California and Mayor Karen Bass of Los Angeles can't do their jobs, which everyone knows they can't, then the federal government will step in and solve the problem the way it should be solved. President Trump added Monday, we made the great decision to send the National Guard to deal with the violent riots. If we had not done so, Los Angeles would have been completely obliterated. Let me point out, he sent out these posts before the National Guard had been deployed. He was manically claiming that they had been deployed when they hadn't. But the fact that journalists are being detained, the fact that journalists are being shot over and over.
Watch out! Just got shot in the head.
Again, this is a New York Post reporter shot in the forehead with a rubber bullet. You can see it in slow motion here, and it almost feels like a top-down recreation of Donald Trump's bullying. I read this theory, it's not even a theory, you can see it, that everybody who works for Trump within his administration begins to absorb and recreate some of his worst qualities. So people like Marco Rubio, 10 years ago, you can track it, Marco Rubio wasn't like this now. He's a little bit different. Lindsey Graham used to be friends with Biden, now he's different. There are reports that Ted Cruz, 12 years ago, was different than Ted Cruz today, and you can see in a top-down way, not only politicians, not only Trump voters, but even the National Guard or the LAPD that's deployed begin to recreate this cruelty, begin to model it directly from Trump, and it results in, you know, CNN journalists being detained live on air, or other journalists being shot with rubber bullets while their backs are turned. No journalist in America should be scared to cover a protest. No one should be scared to protest. No journalist should be scared to speak their mind on certain things. But now we have a reality where 60 Minutes, Paramount by proxy, and also ABC, all of these different orgs who have been previously targeted by Trump are now curtailing their behavior in the way that they speak to try not to piss off the administration. And you're not even seeing it just in the media. You can look at university after university. You can look at multiple law firms that have been targeted. You can look at multiple judges that have been, you know, absolutely demeaned by the Trump admin and his associates. It's every single check being eroded. But that is why we are here. We are the one variable they didn't think of. The Trump admin has been attacking all of these orgs, but we continue to push forward, push content out, and it's honestly because of you guys. You guys allow me to do this, so I appreciate all of the support. I appreciate every single person that likes my videos or spends a second with me every single day. We are going to continue pushing it. We're going to win back power. We're going to build something that nobody could expect, and we're going to do it together. So let's continue to rip it. Have a great rest of your day. Love you all. Peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.